From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. For white or Asian males with a college degree, there's already an edge when it comes to snagging a good job in the tech industry. A lack of hiring diversity remains a big problem in Silicon Valley. Companies like Google and Intel say they're trying to find ways to close the racial gap in tech. Meanwhile, a week-long event right here in South Florida is dedicated to breaking down barriers for black tech innovators. We're talking with South Florida entrepreneur Felicia Hatcher, co-founder of Black Tech Week, which starts today in Miami Beach. Felicia, it's great to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me, Christine.
Now, what gave you the idea to start Black Tech Week?
We started Code Fever 3 years ago, myself and my husband, Derek, and which is a training program that arms our students in our community with the technology skills that they need in order to be a part of this innovation economy. So learning how to code, but then also monetizing their skills and learning how to essentially create a business and put those two things together. We have a really robust startup ecosystem here in South Florida that when you go to these events, I usually don't see people that look like me. And so I realized that I have a responsibility to make sure that I'm bringing other people with me, because these opportunities can meet are life-changing for them if they're also in the room. And what's happening is they're not in the rooms and they're missing out.
Now, what do black men and women who want tech jobs get at your event that they won't get anywhere else?
So they get access. And they get a certain amount of access that they probably haven't seen before. You know, we have a number of venture capitalists that will be here during Black Tech Week that are not only speakers, but we make sure that they don't congregate in the green room. They're out and about so that, you know, the people that are coming to the conference really get some amazing face time with them. So to either just get advice on their idea or be able to pitch, because at the end of the day, you know, one of the major benchmarks and goals that we have for Black Tech Week is increasing the deal flow, not just in the African-American community from a startup standpoint, but in Miami, period.
Define deal flow.
Yeah, so that is, you know, the number of companies that are will essentially become scalable and fundable companies. So traditionally in the African American community, you know, we have certain businesses that are just a part of the community. And most times those are mom and pop restaurants that don't provide a legacy, they don't scale, they don't have a global impact. We want to create more companies that are like the Ubers of the world for their specific industries. And having the right access to funding, having the right resources, having the right mentors, these now allow you to build smarter and faster companies, because that's what technology does.
Felicia, studies have shown that black workers make up just 2% of the tech workforce, in spite of a lot of black college students graduating with tech degrees. Mm-hmm. Now, this is so prevalent that in Silicon Valley, they call this the 2% problem. Mm-hmm. Why do you think that is? What's going on?
The pipeline is broken, and it's broken on both ends. So one, we are not training our students with the actual skills so that they can go into these corporations and thrive, right? So they're lacking in a number of levels. Two, these major corporations who are crying, where are the people, we'll hire them, are not coming to our universities and accrediting these programs and saying, if you want to work for Google, you need to take this class, this class, this class. You need to do X, Y, and Z, and you will be Google approved. You know, so it's both sides of the pipeline are broken, and both sides need to do their due diligence in fixing it. One of our biggest rules for the conference is you're not coming to complain about the problem. You know, it is a solution-based conference so that people walk away with value, for one, but then amazing marching orders to move forward and scale what they're doing.
We've been chatting with Felicia Hatcher, co-founder of Black Tech Week. Its second annual edition begins today on Miami Beach. Felicia, thank you.
Thank you, Christine.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.